just two girls talking about one sport?
One sport?
Soccer?
Football.
Ah. Welcome back to the Masterclass Podcast. We're finally back. Hannah, how are you feeling about that?
I'm pretty good. It's been like a long break.
It's been a very long break, but that's only because we've had school.
University life.
University life. And just been too busy to record, unfortunately. But that's okay. We're back now, so it's all good.
Yeah, happy to be back.
Yeah. So now we're going to change up kind of the formatting of our episodes. So now we're just going to kind of focus on one topic, so everything's not just discombobulated everywhere. So the topic today is going to be injuries and the Premier League title race. So do you want to start off with your views on the injury crisis that's happening in the Premier League right now?
Well, I mean, obviously, the two of us, we know that I support Leicester, you support Liverpool, and we're obviously two teams that have been really hit hard by this, and it sucks.
Yep.
I'm not going to try to make it a competition, but it's definitely had an impact on the both of us, and it's very evident, especially for you guys. I'll say it.
Yeah.
You're sitting eighth in the table.
Yeah.
We are currently third in the league. Not sure how much longer that's going to last because our injuries are really catching up with us, and I go into every game terrified of how we are going to perform.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, between the two of us, we have very different sides of the spectrum with kind of dealing with the injuries that we have had. So, with Liverpool, obviously the center back position has been quite an issue this season, and there was always this question that was going to be asked of Liverpool, is if Van Dijk was injured, how would you deal with that injury crisis? And then it kind of just domino affected where all our center backs got injured, and then all our midfielders who were in the center back position got injured. So, yeah, not the greatest season so far. Because, like, where have your injuries mainly been this season?
Like, what position?
Yeah.
I feel like we've been seeing injuries all over. We saw Vardy going out with an injury. We've got Barnes and Madison out with injuries. We've got Johnny Evans now out as well. Mm-hmm. There's just too many. I can't list them off the top of my head, but like Soyuncu in the back, Fofana, Castagna, it's nonstop. It's all over for us. Like, we're not just one position like you guys. It's literally everywhere. And it's just exhausting. Like I said, we have so many players out that I can't even remember all of their names.
Yeah.
And it's painful.
It is.
You go into games now just, like, if you don't perform badly, you're like, oh, that's awesome. But if you are performing badly, like, I know Leicester fans are sitting there like, well, at least I don't have an injury now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think Liverpool fans are kind of in the same boat, though. You said that we have only one injury or one position with an injury, but in reality, it's kind of been a domino effect in every position. I'm pretty sure we've had a starting lineup out most of the season. The only person in our starting 11 who hasn't been injured is Wijnaldum at this point. That being said, you know, our front three are healthy, except for Firmino right now, but still not scoring as they're healthy. So, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring up, I was hoping you wouldn't bring up Firmino not scoring because he clearly put one in against us.
Yeah, but that was in October.
But then we came back to beat you guys, so yeah. It's A-okay. Yeah. I've moved on. And I just want to say, like, Aston Villa are right behind you guys on the table. Are you nervous?
Yeah. I was nervous when we were in fourth and Everton and Villa were behind us. And now I'm nervous that we're in eighth and looking down the barrel, basically.
I just hope that you guys do not let Villa move up in the table because we all know my thoughts on Aston Villa as a club.
Yep.
I'm not going to get into that.
We're not going to get into that. We don't need to have that today. Moving forward, since we're talking about the table, you want to talk about the title race and how kind of these injuries have started affecting the title race? I wouldn't say negatively, because we're not going to take away from the fact that City have had an amazing season up until this point, just came off of a 21 unbeaten streak. But how do you think the injuries have kind of affected the closeness of the title race, or the potential for closeness in the title race?
Well, I think these injuries are, like I said before, like, really reflecting how you guys are sitting in the table, considering you're eighth, and you are coming back as the Premier League champions. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, you guys would not be sitting in eighth. You'd be in top four if you did not have all of these injuries.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Like, I know that people are probably tired of Liverpool fans kind of moaning about it on Twitter and all this kind of thing. But the reality of it is, it's kind of set everybody off. Like, usually you'd have Fabinho and Henderson in the midfield kind of running everything, making sure everything's sure, and making sure that you kind of have a second line of defense before our center backs. There's not that confidence anymore, especially now because Henderson's injured. Fabinho was injured for a while now as well. So it's kind of just a domino effect, and everyone's kind of lost confidence in one another, and the chances we create aren't the greatest chances. And yeah, we've seen it in the past that sometimes Liverpool need a lot of chances to score goals. It's just how it is, but we've always created enough chances to be able to score those goals, and that just hasn't happened in the last few games, so...
Do you find as a fan, like, I've witnessed you watching Liverpool games, of course, do you just feel frustrated at this point? Like, the players that you do have, you have an exceptional squad. You've still got Salah, you've still got some great players. You've got Robertson, who people are claiming, like, one of the best. So, are you just frustrated at this point that you guys aren't performing well, or is this kind of, you become used to it and it's just expected at this point?
It's frustrating because you know the level that they can play at. Everyone does. And I think that's why it's so shocking to everyone, kind of this situation, and why everyone's kind of making such a big deal out of it, is the fact they've been going hard for the past two seasons, getting 90 plus points in the last two seasons, and then all of a sudden there's just this plateau, which is just odd. And I honestly wish they kind of dealt with it better. Like, I thought that they were dealing with it pretty well in December. We were on a pretty good run, and we were top of the league at that point. And then for whatever reason, it just kind of went downhill from there. But hopefully in the next few games, I mean, there's, what, 10 games left now, so hopefully there's some uplift, I'd say. But and other than that, let's go back to your team, because you're kind of the opposite side of the spectrum, like I said earlier, where you've had all these injuries, but you're still keeping up a good form in the Premier League, that is.
Yeah, I like how you had to add in the Premier League because we got knocked out of Europa League. Yeah, it's kind of weird because our injuries, like, you can see where we are missing Madison. You can see where we're missing Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like these past couple games, Vardy has just... I keep forgetting that he's playing because you don't see him getting the ball.
Yeah.
And that sucks. And Vardy's another player who is coming back from injury, and I really think he was brought back way too early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he should have been brought back when he was. With his playing style, you can tell that he's still a bit uncomfortable, and he is lacking that confidence. Like you were saying about Liverpool, like, players are just lacking confidence at this point. And Vardy hasn't scored goals. Like, he scored against Liverpool, and that was the last time he scored. Prior to that, I'm pretty sure it was against Spurs in December.
Yeah.
And that's not like Vardy whatsoever.
Yeah, and you have to kind of point out, I know that I'm a bit biased, but even in the Liverpool game, that goal was kind of handed to him, to be fair. You can laugh about it. I know everyone's missed our banter.
It was
about
literally
this.
Handed
yeah.
to him.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wouldn't say like he's completely lost it or whatever.
No, not
I
at
just
all.
Think that he was, like you said, I think he was might have been rushed back and just kind of lacking the confidence and the finishing that he had before. But I don't really doubt that, I don't doubt that he won't get it back. I mean, he's one of the best strikers in the league, so, yeah.
As soon as we get that creativity back out of the midfield and pushing forwards, everyone's just kind of, like, we have so many players coming back from injury. We've got Ndidi, who's back now, thank God, I love him. We've got, like I said, like, we're just really missing on those Madison and Barnes balls straight up to Vardy.
Yeah.
But I do have to give credit to Nacho, because he's just come right up, and you know, people did have the tendency to knock him quite a lot because I think people expect him to play like Vardy,
mm-hmm.
because he was purchased to be that Vardy replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And he's shown that he's not necessarily up for that, but he pushes forward and he does provide for Vardy when he can. He's not a lone striker, but he can always help out.
Yeah.
And he's really stepped up. Like, in our game against Brighton, he was scoring. In Europa League, he was just scoring like crazy. And I'm thankful that we have him stepping in with all of these injuries, but it is so clear where we are missing spots. it's so clear that our midfield needs to be worked on.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope we do sign some wingers this summer, but...
Yeah, you mentioned signing players. That's interesting, because that kind of goes into my next point. We talked about City a bit earlier, about how they're kind of dominant in the league at the moment. So that kind of begs the question, because they've invested so much in their team, and they've signed so many amazing players. They essentially have another starting 11, because they have been hit with injuries just like everyone else. But they've been able to deal with it, because at the end of the day, they have however much money involved in this team. So do you think that, obviously, like I said, not discounting Man City, do you think that other teams like Liverpool, like even a United, or at this point I do think Leicester should be investing in their team more and kind of having more depth, do you think that they should be doing that, considering Liverpool again as UCL and Premier League champions, should they be investing more in depth?
Yeah, I definitely think, like I was saying before, some wingers would be nice for us, and just someone to help out with Vardy. And Vardy is getting up there, as much as I hate to say it.
Mm-hmm.
He's reaching that age. We're not going to have him forever, so I just really want people who can come into the squad and just start putting in goals and really pushing to put in goals. I think defensively, we are looking great right now. Mm-hmm. We've just signed Fofana and Castagna, and they've been phenomenal. I have no complaints there. So... yeah, investing more, I agree to an extent. I think for me personally, like, looking at your side, I was a bit shocked in the sense that you guys did not really sign many people.
Yeah, we kind of signed, well, we signed Jota, Thiago, so two fairly good signings, I'd have to say. Thiago came off of Champions League win and then was in UEFA's Team of the Year. I wouldn't say people have been, like, getting the Thiago that they would have wanted, which is fine. I mean, at the end of the day, the entire team is suffering at this point, so he can't really be the brunt of that. But, yeah, I was kind of thinking that we could have signed a more experienced center back, to be completely honest. Like, not saying that Gomez isn't an experienced center back, but one that's been around the game a little more, like that 25 to 28 range kind of thing.
So what you're getting at is you wish you signed someone that was not Kabak.
Yeah. Speaking on that, there's, yeah, I have a lot of issues with the signing thing for center backs, because throughout this, Liverpool recently just came out and said they probably wouldn't have signed center backs in January if Matip hadn't gotten injured in January. So, yeah, it's...
it was just incredibly rushed, and it was like an emergency at that point.
Yeah.
Like, you were just willing to take whatever you could get. I'm not trying to downplay Kabak at all, but from what I've seen of him and from what I've heard from Liverpool fans, he has just not been that replacement.
Yeah, but you also have to remember he's only 20. So coming in and trying to fill the shoes of Van Dijk, who's arguably one of the best defenders in the world, not an easy feat for a 20-year-old who is playing at a relegation side in the Bundesliga. So, and on top of that, now he's injured. So, yeah, not the greatest feeling at the moment in Liverpool, but that's okay. So yeah, any other signings that you would want to kind of bring in?
No, I think I pretty much covered that. I just really want us to bring in some attacking options and really add some more creativity to the midfield, because like I said before, Madison is such a critical player for us. Not seeing him, it's so evident.
Mm-hmm.
So, if there's, like, a backup for him that's... I'm not gonna knock any of our current players who are playing in his position, but... I don't think there's anyone that really compares to him in our squad and kind of sets up opportunities the same that he does.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see some more in the midfield, some more wingers. Because we get exposed in the midfield a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed that in the last couple games. It's... I know we've been just kind of talking about Liverpool and Leicester, but that's just our teams and we're most knowledgeable on them. It's similar with Liverpool. I know Henderson plays in a bit of a different position than Madison, but it's so evident when he's not in the midfield, because the midfield kind of breaks down and there's not kind of that unity that there is.
Right.
You kind of notice that with Leicester, just on a different level, because you struggle getting things forward. So it's interesting that you brought that up, for sure. So going back to this injury thing, and you said you were in the Europa League, Liverpool are obviously in the Champions League right now. Do you think that the congested kind of schedule is adding to the level of injuries that are happening? Because obviously this season is quite unique in that it's a lot more pushed together because of the pandemic. So do you think that that's kind of adding to this injury crisis?
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely say that it is. Just kind of looking at when we were in Europa League, we were playing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We would have games on the weekend, and then we would have Europa League
Thursdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could tell that our players were getting tired.
Yeah.
And like I said, like, we were rushing players back. Like, I genuinely think that we did rush Vardy back. And also the fact that, like, we play players and you can tell that they are at risk of, like, being injured again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with Barnes, this was a reoccurring injury.
Mm-hmm.
This was something that was supposed to be looked at and dealt with prior, and it just wasn't.
Yeah.
So, of course, that's something. But the congested schedule, like, I definitely do think that is a factor. But I still find it somewhat similar to previous seasons.
Yeah, that's fair, to be honest, because looking at your injury list versus Liverpool's currently, yours has a lot of reoccurring injuries.
Yeah.
Just thinking in terms of last season, Ndidi was injured, Pereira was injured, Siyunsu was injured near the end of the season, Vardy was injured at one point, like that kind of thing. So there's definitely reoccurring things happening there, but do you think, you probably think that the schedule is kind of adding to that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like, players are probably really tired, but I don't think that's the only thing to take into consideration, because we are going through a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Players did have a huge break, but at the same time with that, we're well past that break.
Mm-hmm.
We're well past that huge gap that they had between last season and this season. We're past all of the, you don't hear as much about, oh, so-and-so tested positive for COVID. You know, like, when you feel like you'd be hearing about players getting sick every single week.
Yeah.
I'm sure they still do. I know there are still some that do. But we're kind of out of that transition phase where these injuries are just, I honestly think, are coming from playing and just not properly taking the precautions beforehand.
Yeah, yeah. And I also think, like, we've talked about this before, the rotation as well, just thinking in terms of Liverpool, because there were 2 years where there wasn't a ton of rotation for Liverpool. Obviously, you have a high level. Why are you making a face at me?
I'm making a face because every time I bring this up, you deny it.
Well, yeah, I think, well, you can't say that we haven't been rotating this season, because we have a lot. But in previous seasons, you said we didn't rotate. We did rotate a little bit. But it was, like, the odd game when the front three weren't performing, so they'd get rotated out, and then the players on the bench would sometimes make an impact.
Yeah, like, I use this argument against you all the time whenever you say, like, oh, we do rotate, we did rotate. But I'm seeing countless things about Klopp not making rotations throughout the year, because you obviously have a great regular starting 11. Why would you rotate it, besides to keep injuries in mind?
Yeah.
But I bring this up, and I know it bothers you whenever I bring it up. Why did Klopp feel the need to put your, like, best players against Villa kids?
I think because it was honestly during this barren run where they didn't know how to score a goal. Still don't know how to score a goal, to be fair. But just needing the confidence back in that. I don't think it was necessarily the best decision ever. But at the end of the day, it happened. And we got knocked out in the next round anyway. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough.
So, speaking of cup games, you are still in a domestic cup right now.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you got knocked out of Europa League.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
It felt horrible because our performance was embarrassing, to say the least. It felt like we were watching a Leicester side that just did not care to be in Europa League, and they did not care to play in that game. We saw so many errors leading to goals. We saw such a lack of energy. It was so slow-paced. Prague just dominated us, and their fans had a thrill out of it. West Ham fans did too. I don't understand. I don't even want to talk about a certain West Ham player and what he did. But it was just embarrassing because, like, Brendan Rodgers has his little record of getting knocked out in the, what was it, the round of 32?
Yeah. Even with Liverpool, he did.
Everywhere he was.
Yeah.
He was just getting knocked out.
Yeah.
It was like...
It's a record you don't really want to have as a manager, especially if you're trying to get Leicester to that, you know, coveted Champions League spot. So.
It sucks because people were like, oh, well, this is what I find funny. Like, at first people were saying, oh, Arsenal are the favorites.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Arsenal have been poor. Yeah. Oh, Spurs are the favorites. Well, Spurs have only just recently stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, at the start of the season, they were doing amazing, and I don't understand why people are sitting there saying that they're winning the league off of, like, one game. But people are like, wow, Spurs are definitely winning the league with this side. And then they fell off. They're currently seventh. You might even pass them.
I wouldn't put it past us not to, to be completely honest, with this run. But, yeah, what we've seen kind of this season is people are so quick to kind of assume that things are either the worst or the best. So we saw it at the beginning of the season with Villa and Everton, two teams who were performing really well at the beginning of the season, who were up there in the top of the league, not discounting the fact that they're still having a great season. They definitely are, and definitely are in that kind of conversation for Europe. But people were saying, oh, Villa's going to pull a Leicester. Oh.
Only Villa fans are saying that.
Yeah.
Villa fan. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, she's getting heated. It's okay.
No, it's just, it's funny that they sat there and they said that, oh, Villa are going to pull a Leicester. Well, I just want to start off with, we did not invest as much as Villa did into their team.
Yeah.
Not nearly as much.
Yeah.
And Villa are not supposed to be in the league this season. I've said it. Yep. They should have been relegated last season. That goal was clearly in the net.
Yeah. You've heard it here first, folks.
Not first. I'm sure they've heard it a million times from people who are just as mad as I am.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just like two sides that you expect to do really well. And speaking of Aston Villa and Liverpool, I just kind of want to touch on earlier in the season.
Do we want to touch on that? I don't think we do.
I'm just, my question, like, I'm not saying this to bug you or to start something, but genuinely, like, you guys lost 7-2 to Aston Villa.
Yeah.
That hurts me to say.
Yeah.
But you had Van Dijk there. You had a lot of your players that are now gone.
Yeah.
Like, if we're talking about injuries and kind of using injuries as why you guys have fallen off quite a bit and why we're starting to slowly fall off and hopefully not fall off,
mm-hmm.
What could the reasoning be there?
I honestly don't know. That game was like an anomaly to me. It kind of, honestly, like, not to toot the horn now, but Liverpool beat Crystal Palace 7-0 in January.
I thought it was like 6.
It was 7.
But I'm gonna double check that.
Okay. Either way, they beat them by a high margin, and it was kind of one of those weird games where the defense just was not happening. And I have to say, even after that game, just that weird anomaly of a game, Liverpool went on and performed fairly well. The next game they drew with Everton 2-2, and that's the game that Van Dijk got injured, and you'd think, oh, season's real shit now. But, well, it is. But at that point, we still went on a pretty good winning streak. We beat you guys. We beat Wolves. Of course, there were fans back for a little bit, so that obviously helped Liverpool. And then January kind of hit. We had that really great win against Palace, and then it was just downward spiral that we don't want to talk about.
Yeah, I double checked and I confirmed that it was 7-0.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
At least you still put 2 in against Villa. I'll give you that.
Yeah, thank goodness for Mo Salah is all I gotta say.
But I just kind of want to touch on this topic because you mentioned you guys did beat Wolves and we obviously saw Jimenez go out with a horrendous injury.
Yeah.
Do you think that we're seeing a lot of teams that, and just kind of bringing like us into it as well, clearly there are sides that do rely on certain players.
Mm-hmm.
Wolves have fallen off
mm-hmm.
since that injury because Jimenez was going and just scoring goals every single weekend.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? With all these injuries that are kind of happening, you obviously mentioned Jimenez. He was like a focal point for Wolves. Hopefully, we're really hoping that he comes back this season and gets to appear at some point.
I will be shocked if he comes back this season.
I know
he's expected to be, But I thought he was out for at least the entire season.
Yeah, I hope to see him back soon, because that's just a horrendous injury to have to take. You also think in terms of Villa, since we've been talking about them, Grealish is currently injured. They've been kind of struggling. They've had some good wins. They've kind of grinded out some good wins, but they're still, you know, not at their best. Similar to you guys. You guys lost Madison. Vardy's not at his best. You lost Barnes, who's been phenomenal for you guys this season. Kind of dropped off a little bit. You're still winning games, still grinding out games, but there's still that kind of iffiness, if you will. So, yeah, I agree with you that there are teams that heavily rely on players, and it affects their gameplay, very obviously. So,
yeah, and just kind of touching on players in general, like, I can't help but feel incredibly bad for these players as well. You look at our side, we have James Justin, who is gone out basically for until the end of the season.
Yeah.
And he was, like, definitely on a streak for being one of the best in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's gone out with this injury, and he has so much potential for England as well, with the Euros coming up.
Yeah. That's the thing, right? Like, with all these injuries, even thinking in terms of Harvey Barnes, who's had, I think, a breakout season, honestly. Like, his finishing has improved a lot. I think he definitely could have gotten into the England Euro squad, and I hope he gets better before the Euros. Because, honestly, all the attacking options England have now are incredible, and they should be going extremely far. Thinking of Mason Mount at Chelsea, thinking of Grealish at Villa, thinking of James Justin, Harvey Barnes. So many, like a plethora of options for the Euros, right? Even Henderson. I know he's an older player and not really the flashy player like a Grealish or a Harry Kane or whatever, but he's still a solid aspect of that team. So, yeah, there's definitely the worry there. The Euros are coming up. That's going to be exciting. But then it, you know, brings up the fact that it's still going to be fairly congested amount of games. Like, we've had this quick turnaround for this season, and then there's going to be the quick turnaround for the Euros, because this season's kind of ending in May, when it would be usually kind of ending in April. So it's going to be interesting to see how the next couple seasons are affected by it.
The Olympics. Yeah. The Olympics this summer.
Right. I forgot about that.
If they end up happening, there's a lot of discussion about them being postponed. Yeah. But
yeah, I mean, the Euros I see happening just because Premier League and all that's been happening, so it's fairly easy to kind of get that going. I know there's not going to be fans there, but at the end of the day, if they can play it, they can play it. So,
and just one other thing I kind of want to discuss, because obviously this episode is about injuries, in case you guys haven't caught on, but... And like you said, like, the league would normally be ending in April, but we're looking at May.
Yeah.
These postponements and these rescheduled games and these games in hand, I obviously have experience working with the women's side of Leicester. I've talked with a number of players. Mm-hmm. I've had the chance of, like, speaking with their manager. I'm just kind
just of tooting your own horn here.
Kind of. No, it's just having, like, a first-hand perspective from them. Like, obviously, this also affects players in the Premier League, but when I did speak to players on the women's side, they say, like, we go into games now knowing that they could be postponed, but it's also, when you hear of another club having a game in hand, it's like you lose that feeling of the league just being the league.
Yeah.
It becomes so flippy floppy.
Yeah.
And you think you're doing well, but then you see that, oh, there's other sides that have a bunch of games in hand over me that could just basically jump over me.
Yeah. I completely agree with you, because honestly, I've been looking at the table lately, and with Liverpool in the position that they are, there's a lot of teams below them that have a lot of games in hand. Like, I'm fairly certain Villa has two games in hand on us. And even thinking back to the beginning of the season when City were in, like, ninth, they had a ton of games in hand on people. So that kind of made them silently go up to the top of the table. Yeah. So I completely agree with that it kind of, like, gives a flippy floppy feeling. Of course, we're going to get the games in hand in every season because of cup ties and all that kind of thing, but obviously this season is unique where we're getting it a lot. Like, even in fantasy, we get those double game weeks a lot. So, good for my triple captain, not so good for injuries and all that good thing.
I'm pretty sure your captain did not even play this week.
We don't need to touch on that. I didn't triple captain him this week. But Bernardo Silva, please play in the next game. So, yeah. I think that's kind of all we need to touch on, unless you want to kind of go for anything else.
I'm curious as to how you're feeling with Liverpool being so, I'm going to say questionable. Inconsistent. Well, I guess you've been consistently not losing. Great. Yeah, but you guys did show up against Sheffield a little bit.
They're last in the table. I'd be very upset if we didn't show up against Sheffield. I'm not going to lie to you.
I mean, my question was going to be, like, how are you feeling going into the next game? But our next game is against Sheffield. And for you, you're saying, like, I'm glad we showed up against them. I would have been upset. I'm genuinely scared going into this game because we have not been our top form. We have not been as good as we could be.
Yeah.
So I am nervous. Definitely with injuries. Like, you know, we've just heard of Genghis Undur coming out with an injury as well. So that's another one to add to our list. Of course, he's not a player that we saw very often. So I'm not incredibly concerned with that one. But again, that's just another backup option that's gone.
Yeah.
But so going into our game, I am definitely nervous.
I don't think you should be nervous. And here's why. If Brendan starts Iheanacho, I think you guys will have a fairly good chance. Because he's bringing kind of another level of attack to you guys at the moment. He's been consistent. He's been getting a consistent run of games, which I think has helped him with his confidence, obviously. Scoring in almost every game that he's played so far. I think that you should be fairly confident going into that. Sheffield are a team that attack even no matter what, essentially. They're going to push the game no matter what. They're not one team to kind of sit back and defend the entire time.
This is my concern with Sheffield, is that they're a very physical team. So, of course, as we are a side with plenty of injuries already and players that do have reoccurring injuries, I am scared going into a side like that. I was the same with Everton. Everton is a very physical side.
Yeah.
So that makes me nervous, but I want to touch on your game.
Champions League game?
Champions League as well as your league game.
Well, Champions League tomorrow, I'm stressed about that, I'm not going to lie. Well, I don't know if people are going to be listening to this tomorrow or today, but Wednesday, March 10th, is when we have our Champions League game. I'm nervous about it. Thankfully, it's not at home because we've been performing terribly at home. But, yeah. I mean, I hope that we kind of scrape through. I mean, this is kind of our last hope for Champions League football for next season, in my opinion. So, let's hope for a good result. Knock on wood. And then, I think we have Wolves in the league on Monday, I believe, or Sunday. I'm scared for that game.
I'm just choosing to forget.
Yeah. No, I think I'm hoping at this point it's kind of like we need to get our shit together. This is unacceptable. And I hope that they, you know, push forward and kind of grind out some wins. I think we just need it. Even if it's a couple wins, even if we finish eighth in the league, I think we just need to get some confidence back. Just score some goals, you know? Like, we're kind of losing these games by one or two goals and not creating enough chances to kind of get back in the game. While as last season, we'd go down 1-0 and then push, create as many chances as possible. Yeah, it's been a weird season. I hope that they kind of push through and, you know, get some good grinded out wins and, you know, have that mentality.
Just kind of touching on, you mentioned that you have a Champions League game as well as a league game this week. Do you think that Klopp is going to be putting a focus on Champions League since you guys have kind of fallen off in the league? Or do you think he's going to be putting his focus into the league so that you guys can get back up there?
I think he's going to put his focus into Champions League. We're not really performing at the level where I think we could win it. I know people are saying, oh, you just need to win Champions League, you'll be fine. Yeah, we can't even beat Fulham, so I don't really see us beating a Bayern or a Barcelona, assuming Barcelona goes through. But, you know, I think that if we gain confidence, go through to the Champions League next round, I think it'll be hopefully good for our season and give us some new life. But yeah, it's we'll see. I'm hoping. So, anything else you want to touch on?
I think we covered quite a bit.
I know this is a shorter episode than we usually do, but I kind of like this new setup of us just kind of talking about one topic. I think it's pretty interesting. So, thank you guys for listening. If you want to check us out, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. Also, shout out to Hannah's, women's Leicester women's show on Beyond the 90. It's pretty great. If you have a chance, go check it out. They're pretty solid episodes. Also, I don't know, have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. We will hopefully be back next week. We're trying to get back into a consistent schedule, as well as she mentioned our social media, but our social media handles, in case you did not know, is at MasterclassPO on both Instagram and Twitter. So you can give us a follow there. We are very inconsistent with posting, so don't expect much, but we appreciate the support either way.
Yeah, I've been checking our analytics over the past couple months because we haven't been recording, and we're seeing a lot of awesome countries just joining in on the party. Canada, UK, Brazil, Germany, I don't know what else, but it's very exciting and we appreciate the support. Have an amazing day. Thank you for listening. Peace.